Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, I guess that means I'm on. Is that right, Mr. Producer? Yes? Okay. I guess, right? All right, just testing. Testing the microphone. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another program of Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, those of you who tuned in last Thursday night and Friday night in this hour when we're on, found Mr. Kimmel, Tom Kimmel, to be very fascinating in his exposé, of course, on the subject of the Pearl Harbor story, the story within the story, and how the Roosevelt administration deliberately engineered that fateful and infamous so-called Day of Infamy. Well, those of you who are looking forward to trying to get his email once again, because he was on so briefly for two nights, I will give it to you. I know many of you were trying to contact him, and many have attempted to find out more about Tom Kimmel. And he's a very interesting man. That's the grandson of Admiral Kimmel at Pearl Harbor. And his address, his email address, is very simple. T, the letter T, like Tom, Kimmel, K-I-M-M-E-L, T. Kimmel, at C, as in cat, Frank, F as in Frank, L as in Lewis, dot, R-R, like railroad, dot com. So let me give it to you again now, all at one time. T. Kimmel, at C-F-L, dot, R-R, dot com. That's it. Tom Kimmel. Those of you who want to get in touch with him and learn more, well, we'll have him back, as a matter of fact, and hopefully in the new year I'd like to get him back on, because he also can talk quite, I think, quite voluminously about 9-1-1 and 9-11 and the parallels of the false investigations. You know, the Roberts Commission and the Pearl Harbor case, of course, was, as we found out, a cover-up commission for the Roosevelt administration and its orchestrations of war, and how horrible that turned out to be. And naturally, the commission was a whitewash of what took place without being honest enough to tell the American people the truth. Well, they're still not telling us the truth. The media bosses are still lying to us today. They're still covering up for World War I and World War II. They're still covering up for Korea, for Manchuria, for Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia. We're still not getting the story. And no surprise, is it? Absolutely none. And I think Alan Stang, by the way, is an excellent columnist. He had syndicated his column recently, last week, in News with Views, and he talked about the story within the story, the Day of Deceit, Pearl Harbor. And I thought he made some very excellent points as well. And it is still online, of course, at newswithviews.com. If you so choose to read it for yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight we do have an open forum, as we probably will this week for most of the week. There's so much catching up to do, not the least of which, of course, is this story that needs to be talked about. And indeed, that is the story of Mr. Gates, Robert Gates, Defense Secretary, and his, yes, indeed, his performance the other day at the press conference. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are back now. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, right here at republicbroadcasting.org. And also, while you're here, obviously, we want you to visit Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. Give them a call and speak to Robbie. Whoever picks up the phone, you can speak to him. 800-691-7898. Let him get back to you. Leave a message. Don't be shy, because now, right now, of course, is a very critical time in America's economic times to think about your investments, your portfolio, your diversification, things that you need to do. And also, while I'm at it, on the subject of energy, I've got to give you a couple of seconds to some of our sponsors. And one of them is Energy Swap. If you live in Texas or New York, you need to call. Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20% on your electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch services. You earn rewards while you save money. With the way the economy is going, every little bit is going to help. So visit RBN sponsor. Go to www.energyswap.com. Very simple. www.energyswap.com. Or call 888-238-6300. 97. Let me repeat that number again. Energy Swap. 888-238-6397. That's all the address you need. It's called the phone address, just in case you haven't heard. All right, now we're back here. And yes, indeed, I was alluding to some of the interesting things going on in the media. No, forget about the debates. Forget about the hucksters and the all of these phony baloney people, okay? Forget all. We'll get into that sometime during the night or the week. No question about that. I mean, just for the fun of poking fun at them. But let me just refer back to this story. Let me start off with this story. In this week's Forward, the Jewish newspaper Forward, right on the front page is the article, Intel Bombshell Sends Community Scrambling to Hold the Line on Iran Threat. Now, what community are they talking about? Well, they're talking about the Zionist community. And here they're talking about how petrified they are that America, right now, it seems, based on the intel reports, is not going to be able to get away with killing Iranians. And they're upset. They're petrified at the thought that we can't start another war for Israel. Now, they come out and say it. I didn't say it. Mark Perlman writes the story. American Jewish groups are scrambling, he says, to reformulate their message on Iran. Following the release this week of a new American intel report that states with high confidence, quote unquote, that Tehran halted its nuclear weapons program 4 years ago. In a conference called Tuesday, hurriedly arranged by the umbrella body of Jewish organizations, communal leaders, they decided to immediately send letters to the president, candidates from both parties, urging them to continue to push for sanctions against Iran. According to participants in this Jewish conference call, concern is high that the unexpected conclusions drawn in the national intel estimate not only may lead Washington to withdraw the threat of military action against Iran, can you imagine that? But may also erode the recently reached international consensus on pressuring Iran to abandon its nuclear ambitions. Quote, we need to carefully reconsider our message, Malcolm Hungline, executive vice president of the Conference of the Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, was quoted as saying by participants in this conference. Oh, boy, he said, we are very nervous about uranium being enriched. We are frightened to death that Iran might possess the ability to make a nuclear bomb. Now, what country are they talking about in the Middle East that might be a threat? Why, of course, the enemy of the Zionists. Now, Mr. Gates, oh, you remember him. He goes back and forth from administration to administration. CIA boy, Robert Gates, who is nothing but a mouthpiece for Israel. Oh, my. Well, the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, defended Israel's nuclear program at the same time that he is condemning Iran, and George Bush and Dick Cheney have made no secret of their love affair with the idea of military action, i.e. war, against Iran. Mr. Gates defended Israel's nuclear program yesterday, and this was December 8th, of course, we're referring to, saying the Jewish state, quote, did not seek to destroy its neighbors or support terrorism, unlike Iran. Asked at the Manama dialogue conference whether he thought Israel's nuclear program posed a threat to the region, Gates replied, no, I do not, quote, unquote. Why, the statement was greeted with laughter, of course, from a room filled with government officials from Middle Eastern countries. Israel is widely known to have the region's only atomic arsenal, but declines to confirm or deny it directly. Washington has long avoided pressing Israel to go public with its capability. So Mr. Gates dismissed the allegations that the United States applied a double standard on the nuclear issue. He says, quote, Israel is not training terrorists to subvert its neighbors. He said, it has not shipped weapons into a place like Iraq to kill thousands of innocent civilians covertly. Is this guy wearing some sort of a laugh bag? I mean, seriously, he's got everybody laughing, tragically laughing. He's not for real. I mean, he's not that dumb, right? Surely he's not that stupid. And he went on to add to the buffoonery. He said, it, meaning Israel, has not threatened to destroy any of its neighbors, quote unquote. Now, no wonder everybody started giggling and laughing, but it wasn't a funny laugh. It was a tragic laugh. Number one, everyone knows that Israel is not only training terrorists to subvert its neighbors, vis-a-vis the Mossad and Shin Bet, which operates inside Israel and, I believe, outside as well. But indeed, in the nation of Iraq, Israel was the first nation to set up shop once George Bush's soldiers began to invade the sovereign nation of Iraq on behalf of the Israeli government. The first Gulf War was, as George Bush Sr. put it, a war to protect Israel. Now, I didn't say it. George Bush himself said that. George Herbert Walker Bush said, "We have defeated your enemy in Iraq." And then he called the Madrid Conference, you remember? And he said, now you come now, Shamir, you come now, baby Bibi Netanyahu, and you all come round now. And when he got them together, he admitted it. He says, I destroyed your enemy. Now, baby Bush can make the same boast. We finally did destroy any resistance from Saddam Hussein and his government to the state of Israel. So who's talking about terrorism here? Is that not terrorism when Israel trains its agents to go in with targeted assassinations? Yes, even into our own country, they have said they can do it, and they have been given the green light by George Bush to come in and commit targeted assassinations. Some may be underground that we're not even aware of. That's not terror, according to Mr. Gates. And then he says, it has not shipped weapons into a place like Iraq to kill thousands of innocent civilians. Well, of course, they've got us doing that for them. And, yes, they're there as well. Undoubtedly planting munitions. Undoubtedly responsible for planting bombs, IEDs, and the like, which not only kill Iraqis, but indeed wind up killing Americans. But our ally wouldn't do that now. Our most trusted, most democratic, best ally in the world? Oh, come on. You don't believe the USS Liberty story now, do you? Mr. Gates never heard of it. Why would he know anything about it? He's only director of the Defense Department. He's only CIA. Why would he know about liberties? And then he went on to make the most stupid statement of all, and that is that Israel has not threatened to destroy any of its neighbors. Well, my goodness, we just told you about Iraq. Israel helped destroy Iraq by having the United States do it for them. And now they want us to do it to Iran. And yes, they have destroyed a people, a nation, an entity called Palestine. They invaded it and destroyed it. That is what Zionism, my friends, is all about. So who's laughing? laughing at us, my friends. No wonder. Rick Adams will be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
And we are back now with more talk right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Join us at 1-800-313-9443. That's the number. And let me go to Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry. Yes, Terry. Are you there, Terry? Is this Paul, Terry?
Excuse me?
Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good to have your company tonight.
Yes. Of course, the topics you have to discuss, of course, are always very varied and very interesting, certainly when it deals with Israel and the criminals that run that government, like the criminals that run our own government.
Yes, they're little puppy dogs.
At all levels. Mm-hmm. But do you mind if I shift gears a little bit?
Well, of course. Another subject. Shift gears. It's an open forum, as I said. Yes.
I have been curious. Kind of curious a lot about this, a mild curiosity. I haven't had really a chance to study it that much, but just kind of want to get your feedback a little bit on it and see maybe if you know more about it. But
what subject?
It's George Ryan, the governor of Illinois, ex-governor.
Uh-huh.
I always thought it was really interesting. I've been doing a little, like I said, a little bit of research, a little bit of looking into it. Maybe you know more about it than, obviously would know more about it than I do. I hope you do, but maybe you can give me some input. I just recently, I just always thought it was so strange, you know, what was in 2003, I believe it was, you know, he came to fame because he had kind of discovered that the, you know, the many people on death row that were there were not supposed to be there. You know, there's trumped up charges, and he guess he would, I think he wholesale pardoned everybody that was sitting on death row in Illinois.
Yeah,
and then you read here, whatever, X number of months ago, the guy's up on corruption charges and being sent to the slammer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think he ruffled some feathers, you know, higher ups, and that all of a sudden the corruption charges came down for his, you know, pardoning these death row inmates, or do you think that his charges were legitimate?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, well, first of all, for those people who really don't know, I guess the story involved a, you know, a governor, as you said, who winds up getting convicted in this corruption trial. He had a co-defendant, too, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he did a co-defendant. Warner. Mm-hmm.
I think, and he was found guilty on, I think it was like a dozen counts against him, and Ryan was guilty on like 18 counts of steering state business to cronies for bribes and gutting corruption fighting efforts to protect political fundraisers. And
so what else is new?
Yeah, right. I know. So like, this is what
this is usual.
Sure, no doubt about it, but I don't necessarily connect the dots there. I mean, I don't know that there is some connection there, to be perfectly honest with you. I think we can read too much into it.
The sad part about it, Rick, though, is, you know, today, I mean, when I sit and I turn on the TV a little bit, or I read on the Internet, or, you know, turn on the radio, it's such a jumbled pack, the levels of deception. I don't know where one lie begins, another one ends, and you just don't, you're almost... You know, you're left with your holding your hands up in there, running. You know what's, you know, like you were saying, what did Pontius Pilate say? What is truth?
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but the biggest lie is yet to come. And that lie is going to be that Jesus has returned.
Yeah.
And this Antichrist, man of sin, will be revealed, and he'll be the one the whole world will be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Whole world will see him perform miracles. And, you know, it's not war that we really are going to have to fear ultimately, but peace. Because the Bible tells us that when they shall say peace and safety, it'll be sudden destruction upon their heads. And that's when Jesus will return, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's the deception to come is going to make anything we're talking about now look like a picnic.
Yeah, I mean, even for people who are believers, I mean...
Them especially.
It's hard to separate... From what I see going on, there's so much. I mean, it's just coming at you from so many different angles.
Absolutely.
You're just overwhelmed.
About that tonight, you know.
Huh?
I mean, to interrupt you, but I was just thinking about that tonight, looking at the media, the farce that the, you know, the so-called big three over-the-air networks are. I mean, it's shameful. I'd be ashamed of myself if I were a news anchor to sit there and read these stupid stories and to put the slant on them that they do. These so-called candidates for office and the polls and the pollsters. And my goodness, how we're being conditioned to accept Tweedledee again or Tweedledum again. And, of course, men like Ron Paul are totally swept aside, totally persona non grata. And we're being told who is a kosher candidate and who is not. And, you know, basically they're all kosher candidates except the one that stands for the Constitution. Right?
All I can say is I'm speechless because it's not only, you know, we're talking, this thing is multifaceted, multi-level. I can, you know, you're talking at a national level. I'm just thinking about the kind of stuff, the level of deception, the level of corruption, in my own backyard.
Yeah,
they had an article in this weekend's paper, and it's trying to process all this information. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
I can only paraphrase it, but I didn't get a chance to read the whole article. There's an electrical cooperative south here. It's called Personalities Electrical.
Sure.
The guy's been running it for a number of years.
Hey, if you want to hang on,
yeah.
Okay, we're taking a quick break, Terry. Be right back to you and others at 1-800-313-9443 from across the world. Rick Adams. Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
Yes, so I gather. All right, we're back now. 1-800-313-9443. Terry is with me right now. Hello, Terry.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. As you were saying, sir, go right ahead.
Just that the level of corruption and the deception, basically, you were saying, too, we're both talking about this, coming at you at lightning speed and from so many, not only, you know, at a national, international level, but even localized, even our own backyard,
yeah.
Just this whole thing. I can just think there was splash all the paper. I'm upset. I don't have all the exact details in front of me because I just kind of scanned it quickly, but there was this electrical cooperative south here. It was a nonprofit, one of the largest in the United States, I guess, actually, and the guy who ran it, practically ran it thing as his own private fiefdom. And he had a board that was stacked, I guess, with a bunch of his buddies. And the ratepayers finally, I guess, after all these years, were able to get a lawsuit, I guess, against this Perdinelli Electrical Cooperative. Again, I'm kind of, it's a hazy memory trying to piece this thing together. But they were interviewing these guys in depositions. And the main guy and one of the head board members, I mean, the guy, he didn't have a secretary, had never gotten any minutes of meetings, knew nothing about how expense reports worked, and had no idea how the cooperative worked, had never got a piece of paper in the 12 years he'd been there, and was rubber stamping everything. The people had finally got fed up with it, and the guy who ran the place was pulling down I don't know how much money, and right before he was getting ready to get canned, I guess he got a big giant severance pay, or, you know, again, the details were, I was just making my blood boil when I was reading this whole thing. And that's just a small part of what's taking place, you know, across, you know, whether it's business, whether it's, you know, this Ryan thing, again, trying to sort out, George Ryan, trying to sort out what's fact and what's myth and what's truth. You know, who's, is, you know, is he being set up because he rubbed, is he a real criminal, or is he,
There's enough evidence there, you know, to convict. You see, all the fact is, if there were no evidence of wrongdoing, it would be pretty difficult to plant all of the evidence that was amassed on 18 charges.
Rick, well, the courts are, who knows, the corrupts are, courts are so corrupt and so rigged, how do you know?
Well, I'm saying, and to use your own analogy, that people, obviously, he's one of the corrupt ones. He is a politician. And as you said, what's new? I mean, all of these politicians, to some degree, are making deals. You know, they're shaking hands behind closed doors.
Well, how do they decide amongst themselves who takes the fall and who doesn't?
Well, you know, now that's the question. It's just not so much that he is clean as a whistle and may have been set up, but the question is the arbitrariness of which investigations go forward and which do not. And, you know, like, for instance, in my hometown, when they went after the mayor, Buddy Cianci, who was mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, we had a U.S. attorney and an FBI that was going to get Buddy. They didn't like Buddy, and he had been convicted before, and this time, of course, they were going to make it stick under the RICO statutes, you see? So they went under the racketeering statutes and had a number of charges and only convicted him of one charge. That was the overall RICO conspiracy, and none of the other charges the jury would buy. And yet he still spent several years in jail, was just released, and now he's on the radio. Once again. But you see, what I'm saying is that it depends on, when they want to prosecute you, they'll go after you. So that may be with Ryan, not so much that he did nothing, but that what he did came to the surface because he stepped on a few toes. And yes, that I can buy into.
Yeah,
a possibility.
To me, it seems much more plausible, you know, because of the fact that he gave all these guys pardons. Somewhere along the line, somebody's toes got rubbed on.
Yeah.
And to think that he, I don't know.
That's very conceivable. Look at, you know, people like Marion Barry in D.C. When he came out and supported the Liberty Resolution, the USS Liberty. You know, around the same time, guess what? He was a drug pusher. He was a drug addict. They found out all the nasty things about Marion Barry, didn't they?
Yeah.
And, you know, you could draw some parallels and some analogies and make some suggestions. And like I said, there's plenty of evidence to back up the idea that only prosecutions that go forward are the ones that either have a good case or have a good case because they're out to get you. And indeed, we saw what can happen with,
Senator Craig, you know, because every time you're in the bathroom, make sure... When you're in the bathroom, just
he's
make sure.
Too. Sure.
Every time I'm in the bathroom, I always take a wide stance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Well, anyway, you get the picture, right?
I don't know
what we've accomplished here tonight.
No, I don't. You know, the thing is, the thing is, we haven't really accomplished anything. It's just that, we who are Christians who can, you know, cut through the light and the darkness, if I am this confused, Rick, can you imagine? Well, it's the media is it's flat out it's conditioning, it's psychological warfare, and it's not even news. You know what it is? It's distribution of information. And if these people, if I'm confused, you can't imagine John Q. Public has been conditioned from day one in the psychological warfare.
Sure, sure.
You know.
Hey, I got to run, though. It's good that you started the topic. Now we have a flood of callers to go to, so let's continue. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate your call. Brian in Florida is next. Hello, Brian. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with me, Rick Adams.
Hey, Rick. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever called anybody on the radio before, but I'm with a group of 17 people right now. We're on Pal Talk. And I wanted to ask you a question since we've got an open forum here. I've been learning some things about two separate classes of citizens within the United States.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, legal is concerned. And I've heard something called a cancellatura of foreign documents or foreign instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And have you heard anything about what I'm talking about? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Well, be a little bit more specific. And what specific reference are you making?
All right. Well, basically, what I've come to understand is that when the 14th Amendment was, ratified or supposedly ratified,
yeah,
there were a lot of questions about that. And
right.
What they were doing was they were giving the slaves citizenship. All right.
Mm.
But
mm-hmm.
the citizenship that they were granting was not the citizenship that was originally secured by the Constitution.
Right.
Citizenship
right.
that, when written down, has a capital C.
Mm-hmm.
They started writing it with a lowercase c.
Yes.
And from what I've gleaned is that the United States actually became a corporation.
Yes, yes.
And that its employees, they called citizens.
Mm-hmm.
With a lowercase c.
Mm-hmm.
So when you fill out your tax papers and it says, are you a U.S. citizen, it's basically saying, are you a employee of this corporation?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning that there's a process that one can go through to get rid of this funky kind of citizenship status
mm-hmm.
that you don't even know about because it's all on legal books that nobody really told them about because most likely they went to a public school.
Mm, yeah, that's a good excuse, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the government, they get what they pay for. They want
right,
people
right.
that you know, want to stay in the system.
Sure.
And
sure.
But I don't know, I've been learning about this, and it's just, I'm 29 years old, and, I lived a pretty sheltered life. I was in private Christian schools. And I'm flabbergasted at this. And I don't know, I would like to hear more from you, maybe what you know about it.
Well, we've had guests on the program that have, Brian, that have talked about this and actually gone back to law school, if you will. And maybe I would like to do that again and get some of the people on the program that can talk about it from a scholarly point of view. I can't. I mean, I'm familiar with it. I'm knowledgeable, but I am not the expert in the area. That we're speaking about today. What is citizenship and corporate America? The United States is a corporation.
Right,
but I know
right.
people, and we've had some on the show, that I could arrange to bring back. And I think that would be a very efficacious discussion indeed. No question about that. We can do that. So all I could tell you right now is just stay tuned, and we will endeavor to do just that. All right?
Excellent. Thank you
All
very
right,
much.
Thank you. I appreciate your call tonight to the program, Brian. 1-800-313-9443 is my number. And before we take the next call, again, I want to remind you that I got to give a few seconds to one of our sponsors here, Energy Swap. If you live in Texas or New York, you need to call. Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20% on their electric bill. My goodness. There's no cost or hassle to switch your service. You earn rewards while you save money. How do you like that? With the way that the economy is going now, I don't need to tell you that every bit helps. So visit RBN sponsor. Go to www.energy-swap.com. All right, let me say that one more time so I won't confuse you. It's www.energy-swap.com. Or you can pick up the phone and you can call them, 888-238-6397. The number again is 888-238-6397. All right, support RepublicBroadcasting.org and the Republic Trading Company, as well. And, of course, Republic Trading is where you're going to buy your silver and your gold and all of your goodies. So definitely you call 800-691-7898. All right, let me go back to the phones now and speak to Ernie from Virginia. Hello, Ernie. Is that you? Is that really Ernie from Virginia?
Oh,
or is that an imposter?
I'm very concerned tonight, Rick.
Well, my goodness, where have you been? We haven't heard from you.
Oh, I've been busy as usual and doing this and doing that and trying to do my best to call our elected representatives.
Amen for that. Well, good.
And we did have a victory on the hate crime law, at least temporarily.
Last week, yes. We took the bill out of the appropriations bill, the military appropriations bill.
Absolutely, but I'm very concerned about what I read tonight from the grassroots people. I think it's called, let's see, grassroots.com or
.org. Right.
Okay. Yes. They're saying there's nothing in the current Department of Homeland Security appropriations bill specifically funds the double-layered fence. Well, you know, we've had all this discussion about the need to secure the borders by our presidential candidates, but yet it's continually it's left open, Rick. And I read about this new National Applications Office to be established to use the U.S. military satellites against the American people in the so-called war on terror.
Right, right. I was going to get into that, but no time, you know.
Right.
There's so much to do. I mean, like I said with Terry, you know, we have a world of deception around us, and we are in a sea of total and complete darkness, and we are the light of the world. We have to get the truth out there and bring the light of the gospel to people to understand what's happening to them and their world around them. We got to bring the truth, and the truth is what, of course, is Jesus Christ, and that's why they hate him more than anything, my friend.
Oh, I know, but Jesus Christ works through us, and we.
Well, that's the whole point: is he's going to work through us, and if we don't obey him and do what he wants us to do, then everything is for nothing. It's
absolutely
it's not worth a bag of beans.
Right, and I don't see anything in the mainstream media about.
No.
Congressman Ron Paul's statement about Senate Bill 1959 back on December 5th.
Absolutely. You won't either.
Right.
I mean, isn't it embarrassing to watch these clowns? I mean, I only watch for a good laugh at night, you know?
Oh, I know. But, you know, on Lou Dobbs tonight, they did have Pat Buchanan on and discussion on his book, The Day of Reckoning. And you know, at least he got Ron Paul's name out in passing. And Congressman Tom Tancredo and one other, Mr. Duncan. But, you know, it's like we're under siege right now from all these different fronts, and I'm still concerned about the law of the sea treaty.
Oh, we should be. Yes, absolutely.
Right? And what I'm saying, I think they're going to push this bill. And I know in Virginia, our former naval secretaries, Senator Warner and Senator Webb, they're big advocates and supporters. But I know Senator Warner is a CFR member, and you can bet he's going to vote for the law of the sea treaty to give the UN jurisdiction over 70% of the planet and give them international taxing authority.
That's what they've been out to get right from day one.
Oh, I know. I mean, they are lockstep with this one world government agenda. They want a Middle East regional government in Israel and the Middle East, and they want that North American Union. And Newsweek was attacking Ron Paul.
Yeah, I was just thinking. See, we think along the same lines, and Ron Paul, of course, gave them one big fantastic response, by the way.
Yes.
To what they claimed about his, you know, conspiracy theories and NAFTA. I mean, that proves it right there. That proves how controlled Newsweek and Time and all of these other publications, U.S. News and World Report, you know, Mort Zuckerman's publication, the New York Times, the Washington Post, they're all in it. And that proves the point. They went after the messenger, and that's what Ron Paul said. Attack the messenger. That's me. They don't attack what I say. They attack me.
Yes, but we do have one positive side by the government, or at least one congressman out of Pennsylvania, Representative Jason Altmaier, who is supporting one of his constituents in the Pittsburgh area, the military soldier who lost one eye and he was injured, his back was injured in this incident in Iraq. And the military attempted to get $3,000 of his $10,000 signing bonus back because he still had 3 months to go and he couldn't serve out the last 3 months. Can you imagine?
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's we talked about that. That's an outrage.
Well, it's a total outrage.
Yeah. Again, it's there's no surprise here with this. This is the most anti-U.S. military administration, I think, since FDR, really. When you come right down to it, I mean, he's done more to help destroy our freedoms and our sovereignty than any president since then. And this is all in the name of flag waving, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You see how gullible and stupid people are, though?
Oh, I know. And what amazes me is this, the big spender of all. And can you imagine another possible presidential candidate from Hope, Arkansas?
God help us.
Mr. Huckabee.
Mr. Huckabee.
Okay.
Yeah, he thinks he's Huckleberry Finn, I think,
right.
With a cross to go with it.
Oh,
you know,
I
when
know.
Anybody wears his Christianity on his lapel, that scares me.
Oh, I know, but
that scares me.
He's constantly in the media now. His star is rising, and he's now competitive with Giuliani, the cross dresser
that
I want to talk about.
And look at the people on the new right that are endorsing Huckabee and where they're coming from. The same cast of characters that brought you the late great Planet Earth, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Al Lindsay and company.
Right.
Oh, boy. Ernie, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, we only have an hour, so we got to move along. We'll take another call or two, Steve, next when we return with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift.
Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed, and we're back. Not too much time, so we'll see if we can squeeze in a call or two. Steve, California, hi. You're on the program.
Hey. How are you?
All right.
But, you know, you mentioned the Antichrist earlier, and
yes,
the church has always held that one day this would happen. There's too much fascination with the subject on the part of some people, especially those that make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, in verse 7, it states, for the mystery of iniquity already worketh, only
right,
he who mm-hmm. now holdeth do hold until he be taken out of the way. St. Justin Martyr tells us that he who holds, in other words, keeps it back, is Jesus Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
Until such time as people in sufficient numbers have turned away from Christ and rejected him, and then God says, okay, if you want, if this is what you really want, he'll give it to you. And so, you know, my point is this. What is a Christian to do in the meantime? Is he to sit back and go, hooray, the coming of the Antichrist means that Jesus Christ, his second coming is closer?
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. Never. Jesus tells us in the 5th chapter of Matthew, in the 10th verse, blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's key. Unless you suffer persecution for justice's sake, it may be just a bad comment someone gives you. It may be very heavy. It may be, you know, you suffer martyrdom. Who knows? But unless you are at least willing to suffer that, mm-hmm. to stand in the way of, as a disciple of Christ, stand in the way of the coming of the Antichrist, and to stand for true justice, you're not even part of the kingdom of heaven.
That's right. That's true.
And really, that's the only point that I want to make. In other words, we must not be fascinated by evil. We have to pick up our cross, follow Christ, and I'm like everybody else. You know, there's days it's like, Lord, are you serious? And his answer is, yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing we can do about that.
Well, as the apostle said, you know, the revelator said, even so, come quickly, Lord. He
Amen.
Was anxious.
You know, and at the end of my life, he will.
Yes, he will. Well, you know, he's going to come physically back, too, he says, when the time comes. And I think that we are seeing that stage set now. And that's why the deception is going to be so successful with those who are not sealed in their minds and do not understand what's to come. You follow me, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, the resurrection will take place. All men will be resurrected and judged.
Yes.
And unless you are...
The just and the unjust, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And unless you are firm in the seal of the Holy Spirit in your heart with Christ,
right,
you know, you can count on being on the left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the seal of the Holy Spirit is shown forth in the works that we do. So that, you know, just to say I'm sealed and I feel blessed and all of that, that sounds nice. But you know what? Unless it shows forth in the fruit of the works
mm-hmm.
that you do,
that's the key right there. Yes, sir, Steve. You're right. Thank you for that comment. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.
Let's see if we can quickly take one more call here. John in Iowa, I believe. Hello, John.
Hello.
Yes. Not much time, John, unfortunately.
Yeah. I just was interested in hearing more about this sort of alternative citizenship, this second class
yeah.
of citizen.
Well, you know, it is a subject that we have talked about before. It's been a long time, and we'll do it again. That's all I can tell you. So you should stay tuned, shouldn't you?
Yeah, just hoping to find out a website, that's all.
All right. All right, well, I will get that information for you tomorrow, all right?
All right, thank
Join
you.
Join me.
Appreciate that.
All right, we'll try the best we can to do it. thank you for your call, too, and all of you that we couldn't get to. Well, we'll do it all over again tomorrow night. Stay tuned for more great programming coming right up here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night. God bless.